Welcome, everyone, to the Apocalary Podcast. I'm Steve. He is.
He's Dr. Benby.
Yep. Yeah.
You leaned on that, in on that. It just made me laugh.
Yes. Folks, you didn't get to see that at home, but as I said that, I just kind of leaned in and looked at the camera real close. Wonder what he's going to say tonight.
With anticipation.
Curious.
You remember The Simpsons, how they started every episode a little bit different?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all ended up on the couch in various forms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So here's you and I on our virtual, digital, whatever you want to call it, couch, ready to do a podcast. Tonight, my friend, we're talking about Zechariah 2.
We are. And this is his next dream. Do you remember he has dreams, right? From 1 verse 7 all the way up through, chapter 7, I think.
Okay.
Are just a series of dreams.
Yep.
And dreams can be crazy. Mm-hmm. And we should remember that. But this one's pretty straightforward. So,
yep.
So this is about coming back to Jerusalem.
Yeah. And folks, we will give you the warning up front. This will be a little bit shorter because we're trying to hold it off so we can do 3 and 4 next week and actually kind of hit that one out of the park too. So just bear with us. It's probably 10, 15 minutes. If you've got a longer commute than that, you shouldn't be driving that far. No, I'm just joking. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 1.
Because after we say that, we're going to be goofing off and we'll be...
It's 45 minutes later. What are we doing? We talked about nothing. It's a complete show about nothing. Chapter 2, verse 1. Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "Where are you going?" He answered me, "To measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is." Well, the angels, go ahead.
No. So do you remember this also happens in the end of Revelation? Hmm. There's a man with a measuring line and he's measuring the holy city as well. Mm-hmm. And we say that measuring is for protection. They say for this one, he's measuring it to say, "I'm measuring it because it's being rebuilt, because we're going to rebuild it." And at this point in history, we're in the early 500s. We're still 40 years from Nehemiah rebuilding the walls and doing all that kind of stuff. So this is the promise that's coming of the rebuilding of the walls, and that's what's happening here.
Okay, interesting. Verse 3, while the angel who was speaking to me was leaving, another angel came to meet him and said to him, "Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of people and animals in it. I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within."
Yeah, so God's sending his angels. Now, they might be messengers because this guy, remember, he says, "Go and tell the young man." You know, go and tell him. But God is just saying, look, Jerusalem's going to be packed full of people. They're going to flow out beyond the walls of Jerusalem, and there's just going to be everybody coming into Jerusalem. And I don't know that this promise was completely fulfilled. So some authors will say, yeah, this is pointing to our future still. Mm. And they tie this into Revelation. Mm-hmm. But I tend to like to leave these things where they were and say that he's getting them ready for Nehemiah's rebuilding of Jerusalem and everybody coming back.
Okay. And interesting how that wordplay kind of changes from "this is what the angel is saying" and now "this is what the Lord's saying" without any break whatsoever. It just flips.
Yeah, and sometimes you'd say that, well, I'm not a pre-incarnate form of Jesus kind of guy.
Yep.
Some people are, and they'll see Jesus in a lot of this stuff. I just don't. I don't do that.
Yeah. No. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm not upset if people do it.
Oh,
they're just wrong.
Yeah, they're just wrong. So we're not upset. We're disappointed. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Verse 6. Come, flee from the land to the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord.
Come, Babylonian captivity. Babylon. Coming back from Babylon.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And then 7. Come, Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty says. After the glorious one has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you, touches the apple of his eye. Sorry, I had to read that carefully because I was trying to figure out what does that say? I will surely raise my hand against them so that their slaves will plunder them. then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me.
And this is a common theme in Scripture, isn't it? If you mess with Israel, God is going to get back at you for that.
Yeah.
And we always want to be careful these days because there's that feeling, United States has always kind of held on to the prominence of Israel. Mm-hmm. Even who was the last guy? Who was the last president that did that? What was his? Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump was even doing that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And these are presidents that you wouldn't think cared at all. Right. And yet they tend to do that. But a lot of Christians I know think that that's a misnomer and it's wrong. Mm. I don't know. I would always just be cautious with Israel.
They might be wayward children of his, right? But they're still children, his chosen nation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the first of the bunch, right?
Yeah.
We're brought in quite a bit later on. And if you look at Paul, he'll say we're the engrafted wild olives.
Yeah.
Sounds odd when you say it out of context.
Yeah. Not as popular as a band name, Engrafted Wild Olives, but still.
Wild olives you think would work. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then verse 10 now. Shout and be glad, daughter Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day, and I will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
Yeah, and it's the same thing, right? Be glad, daughter of Zion, I'm coming back. I'm going to live among you. I'm going to be a part of you. You're going to be a part of me. But now he says many nations are going to join into this thing, mm-hmm. which a lot of people push toward Christianity when you get nations joining.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All of us who aren't Jews are the nations.
Right.
And they'll push it to that. And I don't know if Zechariah was going that far with what he was thinking. Mm-hmm. But that's what they do with it.
Two questions for you, my friend. One is when he uses Judah here, is there any significance to that? Is it like this is the ones that did not defile themselves with the other nations, like the Samaritans, the Israelites?
Yeah, well, the Israelites were the ones that screwed up royally.
Right. The Samaritans. Literally the king screwed up, so hence the royalty.
Everybody after him did, right?
Yeah.
And so Judah and Benjamin are the southern kingdom.
Right.
Their capital was Jerusalem. They maintained the proper form of worship. They actually maintained the Levitical priesthood, which I thought they lost during the Babylonian captivity. But when you read through Nehemiah and Ezra and Nehemiah, you think they hung on to the records of who was who,
yep.
and they hung on to a Leviticus a Levite type priesthood, right?
Yeah.
So Judah would be the proper one, and. And Jesus comes out of that line.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm always fascinated, like to go back to that stuff in verse 7, like you said, when these nations that took Israel and Judah into exile, I'm fascinated by the thought of how would they have known what was enough, like enough punishment on Israel and Judah, not too much punishment. So.
Yeah. And like you'd expect Babylon to just do what they do, because he said that they're like lions and they come in and they're crazy, but God said I had a point where it was too much.
Yeah, it's just
not now. The other ones make more sense, like Ammonites and the Moabites, the Edomites. They were all actual relatives of the Jewish people, and for them to be judged makes perfect sense. He's judging them for going against their brothers, right. But Babylon was totally separate, right?
Yeah. Just interesting how God uses them and then at the same time goes, yeah, but you went too far.
yeah, that's too much. Yeah, and I really don't know, Steve. I don't know what's too much for them. I do know it's too much for us.
We might even be experts in that.
We've been down that road.
yes. Oh, that's fascinating.
And they were people of their time, which is that's a Louis L'Amour thing. Mm-hmm. You got to judge people by their time. Mm-hmm. So presentism is you're judging people in the past by your own standards and your own time. But you can't. You got to judge people by their time. And in their time, they were warriors.
Yeah.
You know, and to kill, you know, by the sword was something that everybody did. David was terrible. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff he did. Yet he was God's person, you know. It's bizarre.
And
Saul was judged for things that David did and wasn't judged for.
Anyway, I find that very fascinating of just how.
Yeah. I always say you got to let God deal with each individual the way he wants.
Yeah.
Like he deals with everybody different. Even nowadays, he deals with me different than he does other people. Harsher with me, I think. No, I'm joking.
I'm completely joking. I did not. I'm not trying to invoke the wrath. Oh, thank you, my friend. That was fantastic, folks. Nice little insight into. God is going to call these people back. He's calling them back, that there's a new day coming for Jerusalem. Like Larry says, whether that would be in their time, which would make more sense if we think of how we read the book, but some would hold to a very future view of that as well. As always, we are so thankful that you joined us on this. Thank you for just listening and just the encouragement it is just to see the folks that listen each and every week. So until then, which is next week, which will do chapters 3 and 4. Until then, I was Steve. He was Larry. This was the Apocalypse.